Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest, and her name is Ozark Seer. And I figured since we were talking about the beautiful things with life, that we needed to talk about definitely testifying to love, because what my friend is going has went through is a very, very miraculous story about life and about love and about living and about breath. And I think that these words are very true and sung by one of my favorite singers, Wynonna Judd. And actually, I just got informed today that one of my friends actually wants me to sing this for them live. So I thought, okay, well, we'll just go a bit further and say, well, this is definitely about life. And Ozark Seer has a story. She's a very accurate reader who has been around for a while. She certifies people in tarot. She's straight and to the point. She'll tell it like it is. And she's had some miraculous things happen to her. You can find her on lifeperson.com and then type in Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K, Seer. So she's the Ozark Seer of Missouri, who resides also in Missouri, which is very cool. So I'm going to go and bring her live, and if you want to call into the show and ask a question, our number is 347-237-5339. I'm running holiday specials this month, and for details, you can email me at starwaya, S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com, and I'll probably be meeting Ozark Seer here pretty soon, too. So with that, I'm going to bring her on the show. Welcome to the show, Ozark Seer.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. And I'm excited.
Glad to have you here. It's so wonderful to speak with you again.
Yes, it's great to be here again. I always enjoy the show.
Well, we enjoy having you, definitely. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what has happened to you, what experiences you've had? I understand you had a very interesting experience with being here and then seeing, you know, the NC and the other side, but maybe we should start with just informing our listeners about what you're about and how you got started, and then you can tell the story about your coming back to life after all of a sudden being over. It sounds very fascinating.
Every great prophet who's in the world to help others is going to have some sort of a rebirth process, because it's not something you just get naturally, necessarily. I mean, you're naturally gifted, yes, but the dedication that it takes to actually live a life helping others, that's something that is definitely because of love. I mean, you were talking about love and such. The thing is, you know, you have to have a purpose and you have to have a love for all people and a true desire to help them. As far as me, my gifts, back when it all started, that was 97, and yeah, I still think that was less than 10 years ago. I had actually enrolled in the military. I was enlisted, and I was getting ready to get shipped off to boot camp. And I was going to say goodbye to my sister, and they were going to take me and everything. And I stopped at this cemetery where I had to turn. And as I pulled out, I got T-boned by this big Dodge Ram. I was in a little bitty Chevette. I broke that corner tombstone with my head flying about 35 feet from the accident site. And let me tell you, there is a life after this one. And I can tell you, you know, people, death is something to be respected, but it's also something not to be afraid of. When you go through this, an experience like this, you're going to, it's like kind of you're watching things go on. But for me personally, I was taken, well, I don't know if you call it taken, but I was in a room that looked like it was filled with white fog. And everywhere you looked, it was just like foggy. And it was a waiting room. To the right was this tunnel, and it looked like opals in the sunlight swirling around. Whole bunches of them. And although, personally, I don't know what I was waiting on, but I know my life changed from that moment. And, you know, there's nothing quite like waking up and wondering, you know, especially with the cemetery at your head and the ambulance people, if you're dead or alive. But I can tell you there was no pain in my limbo. And people are often, they lose someone that they love. And, you know, although it looks like it would be painful, the soul actually kind of leaves the body before the pain. And, I mean, I don't know exactly how to explain that concept, but, you know, it's, and that can put it, you know, for people that can help put it at ease for them if they can understand that dealing with losing someone they loved, maybe even traumatically. Your soul knows what to do to protect itself. And, you know, ultimately we're all on this life. We're given this life to help others, to inspire others, and, you know, to help them find their true potential. Sometimes if you try to control it too much, like I did going into the military, God's going to step in, or whatever you call him, and he's going to say, you know what, I'm not letting you do this. And if I have to put you in front of a big truck in the cemetery to stop you, I will. You know, we often try so hard to control or keep our hands on that steering wheel alive that we forget that sometimes you got to let go of the steering wheel and let a higher purpose lead you. But in 97 is when I was brought back, and I've actually, over the years, as I've talked about my experience with people, I've actually met two other people who have seen the same waiting room. And, you know, it's not something you generally see. It's something that, you know, it would have been real easy to go down the tunnel and be on the other side. But I also believe we're predestined with a path and a purpose. And if we try to force our way off of our path and purpose, well, we're just going to really make it harder on ourselves, to be honest with you. And if we could just wake up and realize our purpose, and sometimes that takes a little bit. That's why people like you and I, we come in handy for helping people figure out, okay, what's supposed to be going on right now in my life? What's the purpose of this person meeting them? What's my purpose in, you know, in career, money, house, home, where am I supposed to be? Those are all questions that we all go through at some point. I mean, at some point in life, we're all going to have everything ripped away from us. It's just kind of a Wheel of Fortune type thing. But we have to stay true to not only loving ourselves, but our love for others. And that will guide us forward in a better direction. But someone with the skills that we have, we're able to kind of, sometimes, you know, you get so emotionally attached to something that you can't really see it clearly, you know, and even people sometimes. like your emotions would get in the way, so you can't
absolutely
see the resolution.
It'll get in the way of your yes.
And you know, a neutral person, such as one of us, we're able to, with our gifts, look at the person's situation and say, okay, this is what's going on around you right now. And simply by looking at it from a neutral perspective, oftentimes it can actually help enlighten them to a resolution to a problem that they weren't necessarily seeing before because they were focused on the problem and not the solution. It's kind of a teamwork effort to help each person have a little bit healthier path and destiny.
Have you ever had someone ask you the question, well, you know, say something happened in your life and, you know, you're intuitive, so you know that, you know, sometimes you follow that voice and sometimes you go, no, I'm going to do it this way. You know, the human thing gets in, you know, your way when you're working yourself. But have you ever had someone comment and say, well, you're gifted, so you should have known that that was going to happen to you, this bad thing? And my reply is the same to what you just said there. Someone neutral has to really look at the experience, but I'm sure you've had similar happen to you as well.
At times, yes. But some of those, my experiences, good or bad, have made me who I am today. And sometimes you have to go through a lot of bad things in life to understand someone else's suffering and help them through it. And
absolutely. That makes total sense that you would have to go through certain tasks in order to intuitively guide or help someone.
Right. You can't help them walk their road when, you know, you're not, what's the word here? You can't help someone when they're walking the road if you haven't experienced the same similar path, at least not fully. Now, I'm not saying not at all, but, you know, so my response to someone saying, well, didn't you know something bad would come? It would be, even if I had known, I wouldn't have traded it out because I learned from the experience. And I'm able to help someone else from what I learned. And ultimately, that's really what it's all about.
People say to me all the time, so would you trade your circumstances? Now, you know, you could have asked me that younger, and I probably would have said yes, because I was a creative teenager. If you asked me that, I would say no, because I have such beautiful teachers that, you know, I have learned from. And, you know, I get that same respect, which I'm sure you get. You know, like I turn around and I have a yoga teacher that I go to on Fridays, and then she turns around and listens to my show, and it just is such respect to have, you know, the reciprocation. I wouldn't trade the lessons or the teachers for anything in the world, just like you said. So it really does make a lot of sense. I was also led to Missouri, very similar like you were, which I find very good, but I also find that there is a meaning behind that, because to me, Missouri is the heartbeat of everything around us. So it's the heart of where, you know, now intuitives are starting to come together to help each other.
Yes, and that's actually a great thing. I've been pining away for that for so long. It's just hard to get a group of people centralized that's, you know, I mean, but miraculously this last year I've noticed that empaths, intuitives, healers of all kinds, just everybody seems to be jointly pulling together. It's kind of amazing what's going on. History is being made right now in the heartland,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
A bunch of good people who all...
Very good. Well, and I read somewhere a while back that there would come a point where a lot of people who had different gifts to share, like maybe nutrition knowledge and yoga knowledge and healing knowledge and intuitive guidance and help and many more, they would all come together and form like a little tribe to help each other. And I think the more people that we work to encourage, the better, because that duplicates that love, you know, that testifying that we're doing with love, I think, is really essential right now. I've felt a lot of changes in the energies of the planet, and you can definitely, there are a lot of weather patterns that are happening and
yes.
things like that. And at times I get concerned about Missouri and the very people that I love in Missouri. Also, I have a worry at times when I hear things about the energy, but then I go back to love and replace that and send it out there. What do you have to say about the planet in 2012 and what's coming? What kinds of things do you have to advise our listeners about 2012?
The best advice I could give our listeners right now is it's time to stock. It's time to stock on canned goods, water. Things are going to change. It's not the end of the world. Okay, but things are getting ready. There's a big shift going on right now. And we're in a recession. The best thing, you know, keep your friends and keep them close to you and help each other. Help each other through it because it's a really rough time right now in the U.S. Maybe it's not necessarily reached every particular listener yet, but this is one of those things that things are changing. I mean, you have the tornado that took Joplin. You have Sandy up there in the north coast. You have, I mean, just all of this is going on. You know, the lava in Hawaii going on right now. Everything's changing, both in the planetary level and a country level. I mean, Mexico's starting to uprise and be really upset about not wanting to be subsidized with a new Mexico. I mean, things are definitely, this is the time to prepare. It's time to prepare and form good bonds with people and just help each other. It's like, if I have $5 for a gallon of milk, I think I've told you this before, not on the radio, but okay, and
oh,
I
yes.
need to get
you
a gallon of milk.
You should share the story because the responses that, and you'll have to share with the listeners what responses you got. I loved your response to that question.
You got $5 for a gallon of milk, and you and your child will say, need milk. Okay, so you go to pull into Walmart, and milk's $5 a gallon now because of the recession, by the way, and the drought. You go to pull into Walmart, and you see a homeless man who's holding a sign saying, we'll work for food. You only have the $5, and you really need the milk. A lot of people are going to sacrifice something here. When I say, what are you going to do? They're going to pick a sacrifice of some sort. But you don't really have to. And sharing and helping each other in that concept, I take my $5, I go buy the gallon of milk, I get a cup, I wash a cup out or something, and I can share a cup of milk with the homeless person and still have the milk I need. I can even share a couple cups of milk. And sometimes you have to first meet your own needs to be able to help others, but once you get them met, your ability to help others is far greater. And it doesn't always take a sacrifice. We're quick to sacrifice things, but sometimes it's beyond sacrifice. Sometimes it's, you know, first meet your needs and then help others, but keep everybody close. The ones, you know, help each other. And when you help someone, you know, it's one light, one little bitty spark of a light, like a lighter outside in the pitch black darkness can be seen for miles. One positive person can offset 100 negative. You can change that many lives easily just simply by them watching you, observing how you are if you lead a positive lifestyle. You know, the main thing that I would say for the listeners is just help each other, be there for each other, and, you know, maybe take some survivalistic classes. That's the survivalist in me after the tornado, though. I mean, you don't get...
Survival
like
classes,
that.
I think, are important at this point because, you know, when I heard about this a couple of years ago, I had a woman take me aside, very, very good friend of mine who mentored me for quite some time. And when I heard her on stage speaking, it was just the greatest thing. It was... oh, you know, we're not going to have to worry about money anymore and everything's going to be wonderful. And I thought it was the greatest news in the world. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat going, wow, when is this going to happen? I'm all excited. Well, you know, 2012. But it's not going to be right away, Amanda, because, you know, it'll get worse because people have to understand that the trading thing isn't just going to bam and happen. It's going to, you know, we have to start coming together and helping each other first.
Right.
So when she was up on stage, it was really good. But then, you know, when she got done, I said, well, I guess wake me up when that happens. And she looked at me and she said, you're part of it because you have to wake them up to remember the old days when you traded things and you helped your neighbor and you came over and you mowed their lawn? And I went, oh, wow. So we're really going back there. And she said, yeah, we're going to live off the land and what have you and help each other. And I thought, boy, I can't wait to get there. But yeah, there are some of those, you know, things in between that I was thinking, wow.
There in one way, because it's going to be a pretty scary world when it changes like that. I mean,
well, and you know, where I was then was, oh yeah, that's going to be great. Everybody's going to get along. It's going to be wonderful. And then she looked at me and said, well, you have to remember the changes that are coming. So I love your advice about how you said, you know, helping each other, taking survival classes, you know, just keeping people close to you. Those are things that are very,
love
very
one
important
another.
During this time.
Love one another. Help each other. It all comes back to
you. Absolutely. And I think taking care of your body, too, is very important. You know, learning what kinds of nutrition you need, learning what kinds of exercise you need to do. I certainly know I've really had that one put inside me through my very first yoga teacher, who I was afraid to actually look at the first time. Those are very necessary things to do at this time. So I'm also looking here, and it says here that you also certify people with tarot readings. You have a couple of different things that you can work with people. Why don't you share a little bit about those areas and how people can look into that?
I personally work for the TCO, Tarot Certifications Online. I have an experience working with the TCBA, also certifying readers, but now currently I'm with the TCO. And what it is, you know, when a reader's ready for certification, they need to be able to talk about uprights and reversals of the cards. They need to have a code of ethics, which is kind of morals, really. And it all has to be written out, and then they test on it, and then they give a sample reading, and if it meets the criteria, then they get certified. It's really not that complicated a process, but it is kind of in-depth as far as learning goes. Tarot is something you'll learn your whole life. I've taken courses myself. I've taught for, this will be my ninth year teaching a tarot course. And it's going to be, they're always a year-long course because it's so much there to teach, you know. But if someone were interested in getting certified, I'd suggest, you know, if they haven't taken a class, maybe consider taking a class for the tarot. I can also be found on Facebook, too.
Very cool. So they can find you at Facebook under Ozark Seer also.
Yes.
Okay. Very cool.
Tarot certification is not something that's entered into lightly, and there's many different levels someone can take with it, but they each kind of have their own standards. As you get more advanced to become a master tarot reader, you have to complete the courses, complete the classes, and teach the classes. I mean, each level has a little bit different regulation for it.
I like that you have a code of ethics. I think that it's really important as a reader to have that because so many times you run into people that, you know, will offset you and then you look bad. And we have that in all realms of any business that we do. You have your good apples and your not so nice apples. So I think it's really good. For the listeners out there, I'd love to hear some suggestions. You know, we run into all kinds of negativity, like when you go to the mall and then you feel somebody's, you know, anger or pain, or, oh no, she broke up with me energy, you know, or they're just having a bad day, or, you know, how would you recommend someone could protect themselves from such things like that or drawing that to them? Do you have any things that the listeners can do?
I personally do. One thing is to keep your solar plexus and your feet covered, because those are your two most vulnerable spots. You ever notice you get nervous, you cross your arms over your tummy?
Yes.
It's a natural response. It's closing off that circuit. It's a natural response to feeling that energy and kind of closing yourself off. One thing you can do is, if let's say you got someone that I would call maybe a psychic vampire. I call it that way because let's say you have this person you work with, and every time you talk to them, you leave there feeling worse than, like, drained.
Oh, yeah, because they feel better because they've taken your energy,
right,
and you feel horrible. You're like, oh, what a yes.
One thing you
that's
can
a
do
very
that
good, that's a very good point.
Is to cross your ankles, sit with your ankles crossed, and make full circles, like with your arms and your ankles. Make it like a figure eight. Kind of put your hands in front of you, clasped, closed, because that's closing that circuit, and then crossing your ankles is closing that other circuit. So that's one way you can repel some of that. Another thing that I found works really good, it's kind of amazing to watch sometimes, you can take a glass of water, use 3 pinches of sea salt, and bless it with the Lord's Prayer, stir it counterclockwise, and let it set out for a day. You want to change it every day. But you can sit there and watch that water. It will absorb energy, and it'll actually turn color. Sometimes.
That's
not
pretty
always
amazing.
But you want to use the same glass all the time when you do that and not necessarily drink from it after, you know.
No, whatever you do, don't drink after it, because it's that residue that's going in there. But water has such a pure energy that I would think if you drank enough of it and you blessed it, like, you know, Dr. Emoto, he's pretty cool. He put that, you know, love and then that horrible phrase on there. And what happened is the I'm angry or something looked very sick looking, and love turned into like a beautiful crystallized heart. It was very fascinating. I think that when we put our intentions into our water and into our hands and even, you know, into our practices, it's very important. I like what you said about covering your solar plexus. In healing, we learned a technique where if you're nervous, you put your hand over your solar plexus, your tummy, and then your heart if you're nervous, and you hold that, and you can hold it in bed too. It's pretty neat. So that covers your two, you know, because those are pretty vulnerable spots too. And you learn a lot of that in yoga too, to keep certain areas covered. And I really love how you're answering, how someone can just radiate that. I've also found that visualizing a mirror, like a mirror facing out, would also, you know, repel that if you're into the meditation and visualizing, which is very neat. You've got some great techniques there.
I learned a lot of these from one of my teachers, and, you know, she was a great teacher, and I was very blessed to get the information, and it's really helped. I mean, when you work as we do, you get where you need to kind of ward off some of people's energy, and it's nothing bad on, no bad intention, it's just protecting yourself. Everybody has baggage. Everybody has some sort of a darkness in their energy, whether it be their past or something they're presently dealing with. I mean, and when you open yourself up to it, their energy, you kind of trade out some of that. And everybody will always leave a shadow behind. That's how sometimes
people
talk to me for years, and I still remember them because of their shadow.
Have you ever had someone say to you that they just don't know how to, you know, they just don't know how to deal with a person, and then you just tell them that, you know, there are simple solutions. There's, you know, washing it down the drain. There's going in the bathroom. Just, you know, recentering yourself. There are plenty of ways to do that, but you always remember that energy from that moment. It's like it will pick a memory inside of you, and then you sort of decide, well, do I really want to be with that energy or not? You learn how to ward it off, I think, is what the best part is. But, you know, I tell people that they always need to have their chakras balanced, because we tend to have our chakras go in the opposite direction sometimes. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It just means that you clean up your chakras every now and then.
Yeah. Well, people, it's always good to reground. I mean, whether it's a work-related stress, you know, another thing you can do is just go enjoy some nature. Find yourself a shady spot under a tree somewhere.
Sunlight and trees are very good for the tree huggers out there. I go out, if I'm feeling really funny, I'll go out and hug a tree and or just stand with your socks off in the ground. And it really makes a huge difference.
Visualize that you're growing roots when you do that and you're grounding your problems. Might be something to try too.
That sounds like a very good idea. I think I will also try that, grounding and centering to stay focused on, because I tend to, with the types of readings that I do, what I tend to do is I fly away. So that's when you're channeling so long and you need to go, okay, I'm really gone. I need to come back now.
It's, you know, it's definitely a struggle to keep grounded. And it's definitely something that everybody should consider, you know, if you're feeling frustrated, you're asking what to do with, like, let's say a person is always kind of giving you a negative energy. Well, sometimes, you know, distance, you know, you got to love everybody. Some people you got to love from a distance, like way over there for a while until they're healthy for you. The thing is, if someone's not being healthy for you, sometimes you have to set boundaries for yourself. And sometimes it may just be the fact that you haven't grounded in a while, and you're feeling overly anxious. So sometimes just maybe stepping away for a minute helps. And doing something personal.
That definitely makes a lot of sense. Just coming back to it later after you've had a little bit of time away from it so that you can think normally. That sounds good. So your first experience with spirit, have you had any experiences where you've seen any angels or guides when you have been doing the type of work that you do? Have you had any experiences with any of those things?
You know, I look at kind of what I do a little differently. I see it kind of as just being a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Myself,
I totally agree. That's kind of where I was referencing. I guess I should be a little more
really
specific.
Channel.
Did you get any messages from any people on the other side, guides? I mean, I kind of consider them all family, people from the other side, animals, friends, family members.
The scariest thing I've ever been through in my life was when my father passed, and I didn't know it. I'd been looking for him for a couple of years, and you know, my husband thought someone broke in and was attacking me. And, you know, I was just paralyzed and crippled with fear. And it wasn't like it was a bad thing. He came to ask for forgiveness, which I was able to give, and that ended up being a real good thing. But it scared me enough, that feeling of being incapacitated and powerless and kind of paralyzed, that I don't really channel, and I generally refer out the mediumship, because, you know, it's just kind of a scary feeling. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
And I'm a chicken of that kind of scary feeling. I like to have a little bit more control of my steering wheel.
Well, you know, what I tell people, and I don't channel in the way that most people think, and it's for that very reason that you just said. When you feel that incapacitated feeling, it's not the types of work that I do is if I'm going to talk to your loved one or if I'm going to talk to a guide or even your dog, whether your dog is here or gone, I will tell them that they can sit next to me, you know, that they can't overwhelm my space. I guess that's the boundary thing, mm-hmm. but they can come and sit and chat with me like you and I are chatting.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience with the paranormal, but it interests me a lot. I just never quite got over that experience.
Sometimes you really don't, but I think that what you do have on your side is the the feelings of knowing that you are protected and that you are safe with the types of work that you're comfortable doing. And that's what every intuitive needs to know, is that when they start on their path, that they're protected as they're in this work and learning. Because some people are afraid of getting harmed. And that's when I say, well, you call on those light people to help you. You know, you call on angels, you call on the light, you call on on love, and that's where you get your gift from. And you work from that level. And I think that for you is really good too, because you were telling me that you've had a lot of paranormal experiences. So just keeping that light up that you radiate anyway is a very good thing.
Yes, I mean, I enjoy studying it. I'm always wanting to learn more and more and more. I actually have a kind of a funny story. My first ever ghost I saw was a lumberjack in Michigan.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't scary, though. It was just weird. And, you know, I mean, if you look, if you think about it, I guarantee you everybody's seen some sort of a spirit. When my dad died, my sister saw a gray wolf. No, not gray wolf, gray coyote. And that's kind of rare.
Coyotes are funny. They're really, really funny guides. And they're not necessarily bad guides either, but they definitely have a really knack and a sense of humor, which is really great. Did you tell me that someone, I want to say that you've had so many paranormal experiences that I'm glad the lumberjack wasn't very scary, but I've seen that sometimes with the paranormal things that you've had, they've been very good and healing for you, which is nice to know.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of blessing to be received when you do help others. But, you know, sometimes even the greatest empath and light worker is going to just get overwhelmed. Because some of the things that we see, we can't necessarily stop. But the times when you can stop it and change it, there was this one person that I read for right before Katrina, and they were getting ready to drive down there. And, you know, they canceled it after I told them, you know, what I saw. It was just really not good, and there was just no easy way of saying how not good it was. But they listened, and that day when they would have been driving to Katrina, I about wrecked 3 times, and I seen all these dead birds everywhere, And I about got T-boned. I went airborne. I had 2 flat tires. I mean, just on the side of the highway and everything. It just totally, you know, I paid part of that karma for changing her path, but it wasn't meant for me, so it wasn't like she would have, and she didn't have to go through it. That's
wow. Great
blessing. That was definitely worth it. I sure frankincensed when I got home, though. I dug that frankincense.
Frankincense is a very good scent for blessing things when things start happening. I use frankincense and myrrh myself.
Mm-hmm. I took me a frankincense smoke bath like you would not believe after that day. But, you know, I mean,
I would have been swimming in frankincense had I been doing what you do. That's why with my oils that I make, I put a lot of frankincense in them. Mm-hmm. When I blend oils, I just find it's necessary. It's like, they need frankincense and myrrh. That's another thing that I love to do is make sure people are blessed and they're safe. And, you know, it's a good thing to look after that. I'm glad you went home and blessed yourself with frankincense. That's always a very good way to heal.
Blends, too.
Good.
We were talking about that earlier. Frankincense will clear out any negativity.
It's always good to use it in the morning, and even when you're done with your client, it's good to just grab that and use that, or anything that you can find just to clear yourself, because you always want to clear yourself after a reading, too.
And one thing, if you use a tool, you always want to clear your tool, too.
Yes,
and
very good.
And when you
buy
a tool, you might consider leaving it out in the sunlight for a few hours to clear it so that you can charge it, and it just be you.
Yes. So when you clear a tool or when you clear yourself, do you have any like, you know, one of the things that I do is I use the essential oil, frankincense and myrrh, and I put it on my hands, feet, and neck, and sometimes I'll wash the energy off in the shower. Do you have any recommendations for blessing tools or blessing yourself?
I prefer the frankincense, too, for the blessing. You can bless properties with it. I tend to go a little bit more Catholic in my blessings. In regards to using the oil.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody has their ways.
But, you know, I personally, I mean, a frankincense to me is more of a removal of negativity. It clears everything. It's gone that fast. You know, but for blessing oil, you know, that's where your myrrh comes in, like you were saying. But another thing you might use is a Van.
Yes.
Van is really good as a blessing oil. That's hoodoo.
I like that oil too.
It's not voodoo, it's hoodoo. It's a hoodoo oil. But Van.
Well, you know, I look at it like, you know, I mean, Jesus had the ability to heal, and Jesus was a teacher. And so the fact that Jesus was a teacher, and so were some of the other saints and masters, you know, like St. Therese and St. Francis and St. Michael. And so, you know, I mean, St. Michael's a healer. And so we can take that same concept and know that we are also healers too. So clearing a tool, what would you tell someone to do to clear a tool? Like, you know, say you're using a wand or a crystal.
Set it in an undisturbed spot out in the sunlight for about 3 hours. And then if you want to, like sometimes with a crystal ball is different. Crystals are different. You still want to do the sunlight, but a crystal ball you really want to charge by the moonlight.
Okay, very good to know.
I mean, for the best.
I'll remember that.
After you cleanse it, but you always cleanse it first. Because everybody leaves traces of themselves behind, and when you make a tool yours, you're making it just yours, and it's better to, you know, I'm sitting here looking at a huge piece of frankincense right now.
are you looking at the resin, like that you burn, or are you looking at an oil?
It was a gift from a friend of mine, Yarrow, and it's that clear, it's the high grade frankincense.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is really good.
Oh, yes. I just thought it was ironic. We were talking about frankincense, and I had some right here.
So do you have any events coming up before we take a really quick commercial break, and then we'll take some chat room questions and some callers? You can call us at 347-237-5339. You can find Ozark Seer on liveperson.com and also on Facebook. I'm running a holiday special. You can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com, and I'm also making holiday oils already this year for people. So if you're interested in that, send me an email and I'll give you details on that. So Ozark Seer, do you have any events coming up you want to share?
One big event that I want to let people know about in Joplin, Missouri, at Vintage Stock at the mall only at the mall, okay? Sorry, the other vintages are kind of not nice sometimes. But the mall one is really great. And we're getting a group of healers, Reiki, Tuning Forks. Amanda might even be there with her essential oil.
I'm working on it. I'm working on my oil readings coming that way.
It's the last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the year, and the first Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the new year. We'll be setting out there a group of like-minded people. My goal is to eventually have a school, but where we all sit there and we serve people and help people, and it's going to be advertised and it'll be at the mall.
That's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting, and it's a very good opportunity. It's definitely making history, because I've never heard of a group that came together that had so much information to share. We have an astrologist too. So much information to share and help each other that, you know, being at the mall. When was the last time you saw a psychic or an empath or a healer at the mall? I mean, it's really a great opportunity for like-minded individuals, and everybody's welcome to come.
Very cool. That's very nice to know. And then your tarot class, people can get a hold of you on Facebook, or where would they look for you for that?
They'd want to contact me by Facebook first, probably. Because,
okay.
They can find you as Ozark Seer. Yes, Ozark Seer. And that's two words, O-Z-A-R-K space Seer, S-E-E-R.
Okay, so that's for your tarot class, and then we're possibly going to be doing a mall thing. I'm going to definitely do my best to be there. I'm really working on that.
I'd love to have you join us. It would be great.
Okay, well, now what I'm going to do is we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and if you want to call in and ask a question, you can call us at 347-237-5339, or you can ask a question in the chat room. Ozark Seer will be right back, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. So you're listening to WGGM Radio, Messages of Light. I'm your host this Monday, and we'll see you right after this commercial break.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Father, leave no trace. Leave
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to WGGM Radio. We are now back, and our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can find Ozark Seer over at Facebook.com. That's Ozark, O-Z-A-R-K, space Seer, S-E-E-R. I'm running holiday specials. You can email me at starwaya, S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com. I'm also making special essential oils for people, so if you're interested in that, I make blends based on your energy and your intuition and what you need that's going on in your situation. And we're also doing a lot of other events, too, so you'll have to check out Ozark Seer and more. Welcome back to the show, Ozark Seer.
Thank you. I'm going to have to check out some of your orange. I use that a lot.
Oh, yeah, it'll be great.
I use a lot of orange for clearing.
I love orange. Orange is really good when you're in the office at work and everybody is upset. I learned this going down to an herb store here in Missouri called Cheryl's Herbs. She was spraying orange oil, and she said, if they're having a bad day at the office, just, you know, a little bit of that, boom, great energy. So I love that. That's very exciting. So we have a question in the chat room here. I have a question in chat.
Okay.
From a girl, a woman named Larissa, and she's asking what challenges are likely to happen to her right now and what changes. So kind of what challenges or changes do you see going on for her?
The biggest issue right now is going to be just taking a stand and keeping it. I'm seeing a lot of communicational issues. You feel like maybe people aren't necessarily helping you build a firm foundation. Instead, they're kind of focus on the chaos. And, you know, there's a lot of chaos right now. I don't see any sudden huge changes, but I think learning to take a stand, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You know, learning to take that stand and have faith in yourself is going to be the main thing that you got to just hold on to get through this tough time. And other people, they will get glad in the same pants they're getting upset in, but, and it will calm down. You just have to kind of let it be water under the bridge.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So we're going to go to our first caller here, which is 972. You're on the line with Amanda and Ozark Seer. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm a big fan of both Ozark Seer and Amanda.
Hi.
Hi. So I want to tell you thank you for your show and taking my call. I love your show, Amanda, and I love your guests.
Thank you.
Equally very gifted, and I should totally respect what you do, and I'm grateful, you know, for all the assistance that you do for us. I would like to just ask, since we're in the month of December, what you see coming up for me in the remaining, well, we're just at the very beginning, just for the month of December, what developments can you shed some light on for me?
I see one seriously gained work project and two that are arranged but not necessarily finalized in December. Work is going to be tedious for you. It's going to be hard, and you're going to have to pay attention to small details. That's kind of your theme this month. You know, hard work pays off. You have all the tools you need for success, and you do the work. It's just maybe finding some time once everything kind of happens is going to be a little difficult for you. So my suggestion would be to focus on the time you get with those you care about at the moment, because here in the next week to 2 weeks, you're going to have a lot less of that. And it's going to be for the right reason. You have a lot of career opportunity. I mean, I keep seeing pentacles, so money coming in, and that's a good thing, but, you know, just make sure that you're not underestimating the time you do have with those that are important to you now, because now is the best time to take advantage of that, because later you're going to get really busy this month, and you're going to have a lot going on and a lot of changes. And I see also some messages of something that you've been waiting on that's been kind of separated from and delayed. I see you getting some news within the next 3, 6, 7 days on that.
Some news?
And something that you've waited on, maybe given up on, that's going to resurface.
Oh, like an opportunity?
Yes.
Opportunity.
The only thing I'm really seeing that's going to change this month, to be quite honest, is going to be the finances and the career opportunities. your home life settled, you know, you got stability and a property, but, you know, that.
Well, that cheers me up, you know, after what I've been through with my setback with this back. Do you think I'm going to heal more, Mitzi, on this? Because it feels like I'm making some progress.
You are going to heal some more, but I also am going to warn you the next 2 weeks to four, I don't want you carrying nothing too heavy because they could see you maybe having an additional injury. Whether you go grocery shopping or something, get some help because, you know, I would hate to have you suffer additionally. And it looks like you'd be carrying something that's too heavy and you kind of know it's too heavy, but you feel compelled to do it, and I'm going to ask you not to. I'm going to have to get some help.
No heavy lifting.
Right. For the next 2 to 4 weeks.
It's not like out of the refrigerator, taking something out of the refrigerator.
No. It's picking something up and carrying it.
Okay, I'll make sure David does that. Well, this is a wonderful reading. I appreciate this very much.
I'm honored.
Thank you. I love you both. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Audrey. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, so I have a question also from Mary here, and Mary is feeling like she's in limbo after a lot of training in real estate and after moving with her boyfriend, and she's feeling some big fun things are about to happen, but she needs to know what next steps she needs to do. What does she need to do with Tim regarding her boyfriend also?
Her intuition already knows what needs done, but she's not really having enough confidence to do it. There's a little uncertainty. It's like she's waiting on a sign from him, and he's waiting on a sign from her, and because of it, they're in this perpetual limbo. You know, the first step in progress is communicating what you need from each other, you know, and, you know, looking around, and if your needs are being met, maybe it's time to take that next step, because I see that they both have similar interest in each other, and they're both sincere, but, you know, there's, like, inaction happening, though, like putting it off and waiting too long. And they're both waiting on the other person, so somebody's going to have to take that first step.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, now we're going to go to our next caller, which is area code 360. You're on the line with Amanda and Ozarks here. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm a little bit stressed out. I'm trying to find a rental, and I'm really, you know, kind of panicking because I have a time limit, and I'm wondering if I can see any place that I would like to live for a while.
Well, I do see you finding a rental before your time period's up. However, it's going to be a temporary situation. I mean, ultimately, it's not really what you fully need and want, but it takes care of the stress part, and it gives you someplace to call home for now. But I don't see it being something that's going to be long-term, but that's based on you, meaning, you know, it doesn't meet your needs, so you choose to leave. I don't see you having to sign a huge contract either, like a lease or anything like that. I mean, there may be like a monthly, you know, thing.
My voucher requires a year's lease.
Well, maybe in this situation someone's going to offer you some help where you don't have to have a lease. And it's a temporary solution, but it's not long-term.
So you don't think the cottage would work out? It's way out, kind of far.
It is not ideal. I mean, you may decide for it, but it's not the ideal situation, though. I'm sorry.
So you think I'll stay local in town? Or
you are going to stay local right now.
Yeah.
A bigger move does come, though, in the next 8 to 12 months.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not better news.
Is there, like, any sign of, like, how I'll know it's the place or anything like that?
There's some sort of a fruit trees nearby.
Okay. Well, thank you.
It was great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Stay in touch with us. Love and light.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 530. You're on the line with Amanda and Ozark Sphere. How are you?
I'm good. I love you, ladies. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
I would just like to put a call out there for my friend who is going through an energy healing today from a very well-known energy doctor. And she has been told she has brain cancer and has like 6 months to live. It's, of course, I can't stand when they do that to people because it's not true. So I feel like, you know, we really have to help as a healing group and all those that are listening. I'm just putting it out there that you see her kind of move into that new dimensional space of complete and total healing. So I'm just, I just was told today that, you know, the more helpers that she has on this amazing, for this day today, the more powerful that session will be for her. So I'm just, you know, putting that out for you ladies to help her with. Her name is Laura.
Thank you very much. We will definitely do that. And also send me an email with that, too. I left you my email address, and I'll be glad to work with you further.
All right. I would love that.
Because I feel the same way. I feel the same way as you do. So let's keep that energy going.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why today feels like I'm just, you know, I went on, I sent out all my healing friends. You know, just let's all hold this space for this to happen for her today. So yeah. I will do that. And how do I find your email from your website? Is that how I would do it?
I'm starwaya@hotmail.com. So that's just starwaya@hotmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I just felt it was, I don't know, today was just my mission today to send out as many emails and to send out as many, you know, to bring this to everyone who's, you know, who believes this. And to me, I believe this. I believe this is the truth of healing, is to move us past, you know, the limited consciousness of what I think the paradigm of medicine is getting us into. And so I know you all believe that. So I just...
Yes, we
really
do.
You know, yes, I know.
Okay,
all right, we'll
light a candle for her.
All right, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we will send some prayers to her and definitely send me an email, okay?
I will. And thank you, lady.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
All right. Love and light to you. We're sending that energy to her. Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller is 111, so you must be a Skype caller. You're on with Amanda and Ozark Sphere. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you?
Basic reading.
Do you have one question for Ozark Sphere? To get through the rest of the callers here, is there anything to focus
About a friend?
Well, honestly, I'm seeing a lot of confusion in this person, and they're anxious. And although they're kind of moving